Today's daf is daf Kufir Ches. I assume you guys got to the Mishnah on the top. I think it was a good stopping point. If not, you should have. So the Mishnah says, "Agoza as chavero, a person steals from someone, o shehilvo heimanu, or borrowed money from him, o shehifkid lo, and there was biyishuv, and something was given to him to watch. So these things, he owes something. He owes a money, an object to an individual, and it was given to him in somewhere in civilization. So lo yachzir lo b'midbar, he's not allowed to return it to the owner in the desert. It has to be returned to him in a place, says Rashi. Lo yachzir lo b'midbar, im ein zo tovo, if the guy doesn't toveh it, he doesn't ask for it. Ein zo yachzir lo kofa lo kabel chova, he can't say, oh, here we're walking in the desert, here's your money, here's your object, you can't do that. The lav makum shimahu, it's not fair to the guy. You're giving to me the place where I don't know who's going to come steal it from me. You give it to me when we go back home. So that's the tiny he could say. If the guy's toveh from we're in the desert, I see you, I want the money. So then if he wants the money, he's certainly allowed to accept the money in the midbar. But to force him to take it, that's not allowed. Then the Mishnah says, Al manash lot seis b'midbar, yachshir lo b'midbar. But if he initially gives him money, gives him something to watch, and he says, on condition I'm allowed to give it to you in the midbar, so then he's allowed to then return to the midbar, because that was the tanai that they made, I'll return it to you if we see each other in the desert. So the Gemara asks a question, or minhu, Malve mishalemes b'chol makom. The person's allowed to return money no matter where he is. Bein b'yish, bein b'midbar. Avedo pikadon ein mishalman el b'mukomon. But an object can only be returned in a place of shimur, in a yishuv. So this brisa says, even a milva you're allowed to return anywhere. Our mishnah says a milva you cannot return unless it's in the yishuv. So the Gemara says, Amar abaye hachi kamar. Milva nitna li tava b'chol makom. A loan is subject to be claimed no matter where you find the individual. However, avedu pikadon lo nitna litava el b'mkomam. I can't claim my object back unless I'm where I gave it to him. Meaning, if I had him watch my watch for him, it's not a bad example to use, had him watch my scarf in his house, and I see him in the desert, I can't say, give me my scarf back. We don't expect the guy to have a scarf with him in the midbar. He expected to watch it in the house. But money, I gave him $100 to borrow, so wherever he is, hopefully he has $100 on him, I could be tovei him, could you give me the money now that I see you in the midbar? So that's the difference. So then the Gemara says, Al manas lot seis b'midbar. The Mishnah said, I'll return the money, I'll watch the money on condition that I'm allowed to return it to you in the midbar. That was the tanai that was made in the initial giving of the money. So the Gemara says, Pshita, it's obvious. If that was the tanai they made, so what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? I can make any tanai I want, and we have to keep to it. So what's the Mishnah teaching me? So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha, it's not a case, it's only a case of the following. Damar lehve hai pikadon gavech. Damar le midbar nafika. I say to the guy, I'm going to the desert, I'm going on vacation, could you please watch my objects for me? So the guy says back, Amr lai, yihu ana le midbar nami, ba'ina le mefika. I also need to go to the midbar, I'm also heading over there. Iba'ina la juni lecha, hasam hajini lecha. If I want to return to you, let me return to you. So the Gemara is saying this is a situation where it's not an explicit tanai. If it's an explicit tanai, you could give me the objects, the money that I could return to you in the midbar, so certainly I'm allowed to return in the midbar. In this case, it's just implicit, where he says, I'm going to the midbar, and the shomer says, I'm also going to the midbar. So it's understood that I would be allowed to return it in the midbar since we're both going there, but even though it wasn't part of the tanai, that's the chiddush as well. Okay, it sounds like a real true tanai here, but with the Mefarshim saying it's not a real, he wasn't so explicit, and that's the chiddush. Right, you look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Ibayz la hadure nehalech hasam hajin lecha va'ashmuinan." We learn from here, Tana. The Tana teaches us de'afa gavdelo tanai gamarhu. It's not really a full, complete tanai. Deha ibayz kamar. He says, "If you want to." It doesn't say al manas. It's ibayz. If you'd like to. Still, we see that's allowed. Afilu hachi kaven the yada iu nami l'midbar nafik al karcha yikabam. Then the initial owner must accept the money or object being returned to him in the midbar. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us, Ha'omer l'chavero gezalticha halvisani hipakadi eitzli. The guy says, your object that I stole from you is with me, the money you lent me, the object that you gave me to watch. Veni odeh im hechzarti l'cha im lo hechzarti l'cha. I don't know. I know you gave me something. I know I took something from you. I just don't remember if I returned it to you. The Mishnah Paskins chayv l'shalim. You're mechayv yourself to pay. You know, bari, that you took something. You just shema. You don't know if you returned it. So the burden of proof is on you. So therefore, you have to pay unless you prove that you've returned it already. Aval im amar lo. If he says to him, Eini odeh im gizalticha im havisani im hifkadeti etzli patim mi l'shalim. If I say, I don't know. I don't remember if I stole something from you or you lent something to me. In that case, you're Potter because the guy has no taina. I'm Shema. You don't come asking money from me. I'm saying I may have stolen from you. So that's a case of Shema. So we say, Motzi b'chaveil of haraya, so we leave everything as status quo.
It's like taking the fifth.
Well, here, well, that's the case where you're being taveh. Here's not even taveh. No one's being taveh from me. So the Gemara says, Aitmar, it's a price. It says a few places in Shas, we have this price. It's not in price, but a machlokas amaroim. Mana li biyadecha v'halomer eini yodeh. The guy says, you have me $100 of mine in your hand. And the guy says, I don't know. I'm not sure. So what's the halach? It's bari v'shema. I say you vadeh $100, and you say you don't know. If you say you don't have $100, if we leave everything cheskas marikama, unless I bring Edom, you don't have to pay any money. But you're saying Shema. So now, Bari v'Shema, we say Bari is usually Adif. So what's the lach? The Gemara says, Rav Yehuda Amar, Chayiv, you have to pay. Because I claim, and you said Shema, Bari v'Shema, Bari Adif. But Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan Amri, Pater, the Pater. It's a Chiddush. What's going on? So Rav Huna, Rav Huda Amri Chayiv, because Bari v'Shema, Bari Adif, I'm making a Bari Taina, and you're making a Shema Taina, Bari beats you. But Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda, Amri, Pater, why are they Pater? Because in the end of the day, it's still Shema. Bari v'Shema, all we're saying is Bari's greater, but it doesn't mean that you're Vadai owe money, we just, it's a better claim. So therefore, they hold, okay, Mamona, b'cheskas mari. We should leave things in status quo.
Bring a raya.
Exactly, bring a raya. Motzi mechavei olav haraya. Bring a raya, bring Aiden, bring something. But just because I make a Bari Taina and you're a nice guy and you say, I don't remember, so I can start making a Taina for every single person and I'm picking some sweet guy who says, maybe, I don't know, and I can just start taking advantage of people. So that's not fair. You need to bring a raya. So that's where Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan are coming from, that say your pater. So Gemara quotes our Mishnah above, Tanan, Aval im Amarlo, Ein Yodeo im Hilvisani, pater. If the guy says, I don't remember if I borrowed money from you, then we said you're pater. Now, hey, chidami, what's the case? Ilema de lo katavile. If it's a case where the malva wasn't tovea from me in the first place, so resha nami lo katavile amai chayiv. So that means the resha is also a case where the bank wasn't asking money from me, so why would I be chayiv? Right, both scenarios is shema. It's a strange half of me. It's not really supposed to be entertained.
The resha is he's buried that he stole from him, you know?
Right, but still, I guess you're quite saying it's chayvus. He's mechayv himself to pay. I hear that. Let's see if Rashi addresses this. It's a very good point, actually. Ah. The point is that they said, Tosfos really explains, even though he was mechayv himself, he says he may have paid though. Shema, I paid. Mm-hmm. If he says, I owe you money, so then he's mechayv. But he says, I know I borrowed from you, but I may have paid, so that's why he's pater in this case. So then the Gemara says, Ela de katavale. So it must be that the whole Mishnah is a case where the bank is being tovea from you. The katani in the Sefer says, pater milashalim, and you're pater from paying. So even though you're being tovea from me, if I said, I don't know if I ever borrowed from you in the first place, so then I'm pater. Ah, isn't that bari v'shema? So we see, even though it's bari v'shema, we say pater. We say, okay, mamona b'cheskas mare. It's a raya for Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan and Takasha for Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says, lo, not true. Li'olam de lo katavile. Really, the bank isn't claiming any money from me. V'resha, what's the resha case? So why am I chayv to pay anything if no one's being taveya? I say I've had the borrowed from you, but I may have paid. I should be pater. Says the Gemara, resha b'bolatzei yidei shemayim. You didn't have to pay. I wanted to really cover all my bases. So in the possibility that I may not have paid my money back, I want to pay just to be yotzei. Lotzei yidei shemayim. Itmar nami was also said. Amar Rabbi Chiya, Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, haomer lechaveiro mani li biyodcha, v'halo omer ein yodeya chayv b'bolatzei yidei shemayim. A guy says, I have money in your hand, and the guy says, I don't know if you do, but I'll pay you anyways. That's also, the Brisa says, simply to fulfill v'ba'alotayshu deshmayim. But mikar din, there's no obligation. If no one's ever being taveh from you, so then if you say you may have paid, then you would be pater mikar din. Okay, new Mishnah tells us now, hagoniv tle mne'eder. You steal a sheep from the flock, the hechzira, and then you return it back. And the guy doesn't know about it. You just take it, and then without him knowing, you put it back in and walk away as if nothing ever happened. Umes, now this particular tle died. Onignav, or it was stolen. Chai bachvi, so now you're chayv to pay. Because the moment you stole it from him, you have to let him know. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, chai bachvi, so, dimichi ganva, when I stole the sheep, komle birshuse, now it's in my possession, that's what we've been calling kinyani gneva, I own it. I'm responsible for it. Uvehashava de avir lav hashava hi. Now that I returned it back is not a good hashava. Ad shemo de lehu l'mayim. I have to let him know. He has to be aware that the flock, that the sheep is back in the flock. I didn't let him know, so it's not a full hashava, and I'm responsible for anything that happens. So, yep. So then the Mishnah says, lo yadu abaylim. Let's say abaylim lo b'kinev asav lo b'chaziraso. Let's say the nignav never knew about it. They didn't know that it was stolen, and they didn't know it was returned. So, no, what they don't know can't harm them. So I took it and I put it back in. Says the Mishnah, Umanu, the guy happens to count his tzoni, counts his flock. I have my 100 flock of sheep, they're all here. Vishlema, it's complete. Pater, I'm pater. I don't have to tell him. Better to walk away without letting him know. That's what the Mishnah says.
Isn't the land kone? If you put something on his land, does he have to have das to be kone?
No, there's a din of a chatzir's kone. There's a question of das and whether there's shimur or not, and whether I'm watching it. But this seems to be a different din, not a regular kinyan. This is a case of hashava. But you are making a good point. The Gemara does say, I return it to his chatzir and his gago, karpifo. They talk about this. Must be a case, one of the cases where you don't have to, we'll see in a second, there are a few cases where he doesn't have to know. Maybe the cases where he doesn't have to know, then it's sufficient to just drop it off in the chatzar. We're talking about a case where you have to dafke, let him know. We'll see why that is in a second. In those cases, I guess it wouldn't work to just drop it off. Well, I can't be. You can't be zochah. You need to no.
He already owns it.
No, but for zochah, you have to give it to some other party to represent him. If I'm being the machna, I can't also be the zakona for him. So that happens often.
Can you use chatzar to be?
So that's the point. So chatz, if I drop it off, but then it might be a special din hashava, exactly, you might need to let him know. Okay. Okay. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rav, l'das, tzarech das, shlo das, minyan poter. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, l'das, tzarech das, im hekiru habaylim, shenigdav. If the owner recognizes that a sheep was stolen, mehen tled tzarech shiodiyam kishyach chazirani. When you return it, you have to let him know. But if he doesn't know about it, if you don't let him know, even though he counted and found that all sheep are there, it's not good enough. Do you need to let him know why? You need a real return. That's the gzeir sakasev. You did a real gzeila where he was aware of it. You need to do a real hashava. Not just to, you know, fill his loss, but he has to be aware. There's a yediyah that's necessary here for him to know about it. But if it's shlo l'das, if I stole it and he didn't know about this, so then it's enough. Look at Rashi. Shlo l'das, lo hikira bailim, kodem chazara. They weren't aware of it. Shetet sonim chaser klum. They didn't know they were missing a sheep. Ula'acher chazara, after it was returned, Manu, that suddenly checked their sheep, and Vishlema, everything was accounted for. Poter, minyan, the minyan itself exempts. So that's the opinion of Rav. So the Gemara says, now, when it says in the Mishnah, V'chi katani umanu es atzon v'ishlema pa'aseifa. When you count it and find that they're all there, that's going on the seifa, when shelo l'das, when he wasn't aware it was stolen from, the minyan, the shlema, is enough to exempt the ganav. Comes along Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Amar, bein l'das, bein shelo l'das, minyan pater. Nope. Whether he was aware it was stolen, whether he was unaware, by him counting the sheep and finding all 100 are there, I'm pater as the ganav. And v'chi katani manu v'hishlema, when it says in the Mishnah, he counted it and found they were all there, pater akul, it's going on both scenarios. Whether the nignav was aware or he wasn't aware, the minyan is always going to exempt the ganav for any further hashava. And then there's a third shita. Rabbi Yochanan omer l'das minyan poter, shlo l'das afilu minyan nami lo tzarech. So he says, if the ganav was aware of it, and then he counts the sheep, and they found all of there, it's good enough. He doesn't need to know. The ganav doesn't have to tell him and be embarrassed, I stole it, I returned it back to you. He knows all 100 are accounted for now. But if he didn't know about it ever, he doesn't even need to do a minyan. Before he ever does the minyan, I'm pater. I return the sheep back in. He doesn't do a minyan. I'm pater at that point. I don't need to wait to see if he counts it, to see if I'm pater or not.
So what about the resha? Isn't that against the resha? He doesn't have to count?
The resha.
The resha, there was no minyan at all.
He's chayv
b'achrayos. He knew.
Exactly.
He noticed. In the resha, he noticed that he lost.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. And then the, where do we go now? Fine. And then when it says in the Mishnah, v'chi katani, when it says in the Mishnah, in quotes, manu es atzon v'hishlema, that's our resha, that's going on the resha, where you need to wait for the minyan. Right? So that what you're talking about is the ratio, if I return it back, if he was aware of it, I'm not putter. If the animal dies, I'm responsible until he does the minyan. Once he counts it in the ratio, then I would be putter. And then there's the fourth shita, Rav Chista. Rav Chista Amar Lidas, if he was aware of it, minyan is poter, then he's exempt from the counting. From the, when he does the count and they're all there, he's putter. Shlola Das, when he was unaware of it, Tsarich Das. Now this is very counterintuitive. If he didn't know about it, then I need to let him know I'm returning the animal I just stole from you. He's like, what? And that's what you need. You need to let him know. And Chi Katani, when it says, Manu Esatzon, Hishleima Aresha, when it says that the minion exempts you, that's going on the ratio when he was aware of it. But when he's unaware of it, you have to dafka let him know. Minion doesn't work. So asks Rava the obvious question. I'm a Rava. My time, I don't get this case. My time with Rav Chista. Why does Rav Chista require you to let him know? Better for him not to know. What he doesn't know won't harm him. So Gemara says, very important. Holvin kate nagra briyasa. Since the way you touch the words exactly, Rashi says, holv ankata nagra briyasa lamda lateis lachutz. It learned how to leave. It was a very disciplined animal. And now you let him out. He's like, oh, I've got freedom now. So now he's to watch over this particular sheep more so than before. And that's why you have to let him know. Mm. Very good. So Gemara says, Umiya Merava, does Rava really say Hachi? Does he really pass like Rav Chista? Again, Shlola Das Minyan Poter. Rather, Ladas Minyan Poter. Shlola Das, you need to give Das back to the Nignav.
I thought it's for the Ganav itself. In other words, if you allow him just to return it, then you give you opening a Pitzchon Pet. The guy could just figure out, steal and bring it right back without anyone knowing. Once you have to be my DM, it takes away your.
Well, maybe be a deterrent moving forward. Yeah, I hear that. They don't like that. They don't say that. But
no, it's interesting.
I hear. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Umi Amar Rava Hach." Does Rava really say this? The Amar Rava doesn't. Rava say, "Hi man, the chazi lechavri daag veimra midra." Didei. A guy sees another guy is taking one of his sheep, and imra is a sheep from his flock, and Verama Bekali starts to yell, "Get away! Get out of my property!" Vishadin, he drops the sheep and runs off. The Ganav gets scared. He's not really sure if the ganav ever put it back into the flock or just like dropped it and ran. And then unignav, and then that particular sheep gets dies or gets stolen. So the ganav is chayav to pay. So what's the case here? My lav afagav de mana. Is it not a case even though he counted? So again, he was aware that it was stolen. He saw the guy. It was das, and he did a minyan. He counted his sheep. So he should be potter now, according to Rav Chista and Rava. But Rava says he's still chayav to pay, even though he counted. So Gemara says, "Love, not true. The lo mana, it's a case where he didn't count. He saw the guy drop the sheep, but he never was able to count all his animals. He wasn't sure if it ever made it back, its way back into his flock, and he sees the sheep is dead now. But if he did count it, ein achanami, then the ganav would be potter." So then the Gemara says, wait a second, we have another statement. Umi amar Rav Hachi, does Rav really say this? And Rav... Which one was Rav? Rav was one earlier. Rav held, Ledas Tzarech Das, Shelo Das Minyan Pater. So Gemara wants to know, does Rav really say this? V'homer Rav, Hichzir Le'eder Shebemidbar Yotza. So if you return the sheep in the flock that's in the Midbar, you're Yotze. Okay, again, he says it was Ledas, you need Ledas. If it was Shelo Das, it was Minyan Pater. So what's the assumption here? It's a situation the assumption is that he just dropped it off somewhere in the flock without ever telling the Baal. The Baal was aware of this. He should have let him know. He didn't let him know. He just put it back in the pen and ran off. We see your potter. So the Gemara says, no, this case is different, even though he wasn't aware of it. Amar Rav Chanan bar Abba mo de Rab Birkusa. What's Birkusa? Says Rashi, the first narrow line down, Birkusa shehetle nikar hu kishenignav. It was very recognizable. It was stolen. V'nikhila roa b'midbar kishenothosef al tsono afri lomano. And when it was returned, it was recognizable as well. Why that is? It could either be because he had only five sheep, so it's very noticeable when one's missing, or it could be it had a different color, had different dots and stripes. Something unique about this sheep that made it recognizable both when it was stolen and when it was returned. So that's why it's sufficient. It's not that you have to let him know, like to embarrass himself, like, I'm sorry, here's your sheep back. It's just you have to make sure that he's aware that it's there. And once it's a unique sheep, then he'll be aware immediately. Then the Gemara says, Lema Ketanai. Maybe this whole discussion above is really a machlokis tanaim. Hagoniv tlemina eder, guy steals a sheep. B'selam and Akisim steal some money. L'makum sheganav yachsir. You have to return the object to the rightful place. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Without letting him know, though. You could just drop it off in his pocket, in his wallet, in his flock, in his pen. Rabbi Akiva omer tzarech das b'alam. No, you have to let him know. So that's a machlokas, whether there's a required to tell das of the nigav or not. Svarua, the initial understanding of this machlokas is, the chuliyam, everybody agrees, islehu, the Rabbi Yitzchak, everyone holds a Rabbi Yitzchak, dama Rabbi Yitzchak, adam asay limashmesh b'kisa b'chol shag. Most of the Gemara in Bava Metzia, we're seeing this just 2 days away from this. The guy always checks his wallet to make sure he has all his coins there. So therefore, the moment it's stolen, he's aware. It's his das that it was stolen. Okay, it's a case of das. So now, my lab b'sala b'ladas, so it must be that there's an awareness that his money was stolen. Ubeplukes the Rav and Shmuel, they're arguing about Rav and Shmuel, that Rav says it was stolen ladas, you need to return it ladas, and the other opinion says Shmuel says if it was stolen ladas, you don't have to let him know, it's enough that there's a minion, because the moment he gets back in his pocket, he's always checking, he's aware, oh, the guy dropped the quarter back in my pocket now. So that's the machlokas, do you need ladas, or do you not need ladas? So the Gemara says, no, that's not the machlokas. Betlesh lo bedas ubeplukes the Rav Chista, Rav Yochanan. It's really a case where there is no das at all. And the question, when there's no das, do you have to let him know, like Rav Chista said? Because he has to make sure this animal doesn't run around, like the tle. Or is like Rav Yochanan that, since he didn't know, there's no need to make him aware of it now after the fact either. So then, that's one way to understand the machlokas. Then Amar Rav Zvid, Mishmei de Rava, he says differently. Bishomer sheganav mirshus bailim. When a shomer stole from the rishus of the initial owner, chuliyama lo pligi kidrav chista. Everyone agrees to Rav Chista that he wasn't aware of it. You have to let him know that it was stolen from him. V'hacha b'shomer sheganav rishuso sheyachsir l'makum sheganav kamiflagi. They're arguing about a shomer that stole from the rishus of the baal and returns it back to the place of the ganav without letting him know. And kamiflagi, they're arguing about the following. Rabbi Kiva Savar Kalsalo Shmiraso, Rabbi Shmuel Savar Lo Kalsalo Shmiraso. There's a question whether or not the Shmira ends when he steals this or not. Let's look at Rashi for a second. You see Rashi, Amar of Zvid, Mishmei Durava, Begonev, Mishus, Bailim, the Chuliyama Lo Pligi. This Sphere Lohuk Rav Chisa, they hold like Rav Chisa, Kidmifarish Taima, Mishum, De Ankade, Nigrib Riasa. Then once the animal is used to leaving the pen, it's going to start doing this more often. Vahacha here is a Shomer Shaganav Mishus Atzmo from his own Rishus, Askinan, meaning what? Ubailim miftar nafshe min habailim betaynes gneva or aveda. He wants to exempt himself from having to pay the baal, claiming it was stolen or lost. So the guy himself stole the animal that he was watching. He took it for himself. That's what it means. He took it for himself. And he claimed it was stolen from him. So now that he's really willing to admit that he himself took it, he has to let the owner know. That's like Rav Chista. Shelo ledas, you have to tell, you need das. But then the case was, Rabbi Kiva Savar came in Shinasa Ganav. Now once it goes from a shomer, now he turns himself into a Ganav, stealing that object, that sheep that he's watching. Now, Rabbi Kiva holds, Kalsa Shmirasa, his shmir ends. The Sulo Mehem and Lelebalim, the Balim don't trust him anymore. He's no longer considered a shomer. Deha, Havle Gonav Shlola Das, Tzarech Das. Flamin and Sagi Bedas Shomer, Fu'i Yadu Bechizirasa. I mean, when he returns it to himself, is that considered a Das of the Baal? Does he represent the Baal now? So Rabbi Kiva says, no, once you stole, that he doesn't trust you anymore. You can't return to yourself his object. It's done. Kalsa lo shmirasa. You have to let the guy know. Rabbi Shmuel says, no. It's still, once he's willing to do tshuva, and he's going to return the object to himself, which really means to the initial owner, his shmir is not over, and it's good enough. So a guy is watching an object, and he has a thought to steal and keep the sheep or keep the animal or keep the watch, and then he changes his mind. He says, I don't want to do that. It's not right for me to do. The question is, does he now have to now embarrass himself and go tell the Baal that he... That's a strange thing, because the whole idea to tell the Baal was because now the animal is used to leaving the pen. It never really happened. It's one of the svaras. It never really happened. It could be maybe what's going on here is somehow the level of the a real hashava gemura. It needs to be done, which means ladas, which requires him embarrassing himself and having some level of busha. Okay. Varna says, Lema, maybe let's suggest a minyan poter tanahi. That idea that if the roe counts the sheep and he has the full number there, that exempts the hashava, that's a machlokas tanahi. Desani, the Baraita teaches us that hagozas chaveru v'hivlo b'cheshbon. The guy steals some money from, let's say a store owner steals money, and the guy comes by from his grocery store, he just adds a couple extra quarters that he once stole from him, puts it in without letting him know. Tani chada yotza, tani idach lo yotza. One opinion thinks that's enough, and the other opinion thinks it's not enough. Okay, so let's look what's going on here. So svaruha, we think the initial thought of this machlokus is, the chuliyam, everyone holds islahu the Rav Yitzchak, damer adam asid l'mashmesh mekisa b'chol shav v'shav. Everyone holds to this concept. So the guy's always checking his pocket, so then he's aware right away that money was stolen from him. My lav, so what's the machlokus? Whether I return the money without him knowing or not. My lav b'ha kamitzlgi. The man damer yatsa savra minyan poter. Once he counts his money, oh, I've got my full the money. It's been replenished. I'm yotze, even though the guy didn't tell me about it. The minyan's enough. And man damar lo yotze, you're not yotze by simply being mavliya the money, because savra minyan ain't a pot. It's not enough to just have the nignav count. He has to be aware that the money was returned to him. That's the initial understanding of this machlokus. So then the Gemara says, Amri, let's suggest, isvir like Rabbi Yitzchak. If we do hold like Rabbi Yitzchak, that a guy's always checking his pocket, and he's aware immediately that the money is stolen from him, then chuliyama lo pligi de minyan poter. Everyone would agree that once he counts and finds that all the coins are counted, so then everyone would agree the ganav is poter. But Ella b'di Rabbi Yitzchak kamifagi, they're actually arguing, do we hold of this concept? Mar islahu de Rabbi Yitzchak, one holds of yes. A guy always checks his wallet and is aware right away that the money has been stolen from him. And that's why yibim avliya is enough. And minyan's poter. But mar leshlai de Rabbi Yitzchak, the other opinion thinks that no. The guy's not always checking his wallet. He was shalola das. He never knew that money was stolen from him. Therefore, you might have to let him know, mavliya might not be enough, you might have to let him know that the money was stolen, and now you are returning it to him. Okay. Then the Gemara says, V'ibai Seima, another suggestion could be, the Chuliyam, everyone is like Rabbi Yitzchak. Everyone holds of Rabbi Yitzchak, that the person's always checking his money, and is aware, ladas, right away, that the money was taken. Lokash, and there's no problem between the two prices. Ha the money v'rami le b'kisei, ha the money v'rami le yode. One is where he drops the money in the guy's pocket, one the case where he drops the money in the guy's hands. So what's the difference here? So it says Rashi, Hod the Katani Lo Yotza, the money gazan ramale liyadi the nigzal, we place the money in the hand of the nigzal. Hogach ikalemar, the shlicha zul tevaso v'lomanam. So it sounds like the guy gave into his hand, so he took the money and put it like in his stucker box or something. We never put it into his pocket. He wanted to just get it to his safe somewhere. So he never really counted it, so there was never a minion in that case. But v'hav de katani yotze, the case where it says you are yotze, is the mana gazla v'rami l'kisa the nigzal, placed in the pocket of the nigzal. The chayim and deisle v'bitzak, whenever there's money in his pocket, he's always checking it all the time. So then there will be a minyan. The question is, will it lead to a minyan or will it not lead to a minyan? That's the difference. Okay, and then the last suggestion is, yibayzema, idi v'idi de mana v'rami l'kisa. It's both where he dropped into the nigzal's pocket. If there's other money, other coins in the pocket, so he's not going to be aware of how much money is there all the time, so then that's not considered a yote. He doesn't know whether the money was returned. If his pocket is empty and then suddenly he feels a couple of coins in his pocket, oh, that's the money that was stolen from me, then that's a minion. Then we say minion in that case would be pot. Okay, we're good. New mission. Is this the last mission of the Masechta? No, we got one more. Okay, second to last. Wow, the last stuff. It's Hashem. So the Mishnah says, "Ein lochin meharoim tzemer v'chalav v'gedim." A person cannot buy from a shepherd wool or milk or kid goats. And there's a concern that since they're watching other people's look at Rashi, diklameimar shema gunvu mitzono shel bal habayis hamasr lehem. The roe, a shepherd, is not watching his own sheep necessarily. He's watching the neighbors, like the dog walker. He walks the entire neighborhood's dogs. And the sheep's in this case. So you can't buy from them because there's a concern he may have taken from someone else's sheep and the milk and stuff. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, below Mishome Peros Aitim Peros. The person who watches fruit, you can't buy wood from him, you can't buy fruit because we're concerned he may have stolen it. Avalochin Minanoshim, but you can buy from the women, Kleit Semer, Behuda, Kleit Pishon, Begalil, Vagalim, Bisharon. These different places you could buy from the women because everyone's aware the women do this and they work for themselves. The Baal's aware. You don't give them to watch, you give it to them to, they make these things. Rashi says, last few narrow lines, Temer, Behuda, Pishon, Begalil, Zuhi, Malachas, Anashim. That's what women would do. Vehain, Asman, Osos, Omochos. They make them and they sell them. Uladas Balemhu. It's with the awareness of the Baal. So if you know, I know a person who sells things. He's a merchant. So I'm not going to give him something to watch if I know they're going to sell it. So if I gave them sheep, I gave them something to watch over. Obviously, with das, that they're going to use the wool to make something out of this. So that's why one would be allowed to buy from these women. Now, v'chulan, all these cases, sh'amru lahatmin asr. Now, in any situation, though, even by the case of Nashim, if she says to you, here's this nice scarf I made for you, but please hide it. I don't want you showing it as you walk out of the house. Then clearly there's a concern that she probably stole it. Then it's asr to buy from such a woman. V'lochin beitzim v'tarnagolim mikol makom. A person is allowed to buy eggs and chicken from any place. Why is that? What's the difference? Rashi doesn't say a svar for this. Because the value is so little of a chicken and an egg, then the person's not going to steal for that small amount of money. Okay. Gemara now says, Tanir Rabbanim, quotes of Raisa, Ein lochin miharoim lo izim lo gedim lo gizim lo tlushim shel tzemer. You can't buy goats and kid goats, and you can't buy any of the shearings, or anything that's tlushim, anything that's detached from it, that came off the tzemer. You can't buy anything from them. Aval lochin mehem tfurin mipnei shein shelahen. You could buy things that were sewed together. So Rashi explains three wide lines down. Tfurim, the gadim tfurim, that's been sewed and woven together. Dinami ganvo, even if they had stolen it. Exactly. Ganvo, kanenu bishinoi, there's a shinoi. So now they own it. They own it. Won't be allowed to do this. Okay? Exactly. Vilochin mehem chalav gvina b'midbar. You could buy milk and cheese from them in the midbar, but below b'yishuv, but not in the yishuv. Why? What's the difference? Says Rashi, three wide lines down, Chalav Gneva b'midbar, Gvina rather, b'midbar, De'ein derech b'aylim leilich sham litlam v'arosh natlam. It's not common for the Baal to go there and take them, and the Roa took them. Meaning what? I mean, isn't it possible that the Roa took the sheep all the way out to the midbar and produced the milk and...
No, he was mafkir, no?
It's a case where it's mafkir, yeah? No,
De'ein derech b'aylim leilich sham v'litlam. But not in Yishuv, that the way to bring you to the house, it doesn't, right? In the Yishuv, the Roa would bring it to the Balabait. In the Midbar, it's almost like a hefker.
Oh, that's the point. If the sheep has any milk in the Midbar, it's not worth the Baal schlepping all the way to the Midbar to get the milk and the cheese is there. It's not worth it for him. So anything that happens there, he's not mafkir in the sheep, he's mafkir on the chalav and the gvina that's made there. Okay. Okay. So then the Gemara says, V'lochin mehen dal v'he tzon v'dal v'he gizin avalo shte tzon v'lo shte gizin. What's this case? Says Rashi, arba v'chamisha tzon shechasona nikar be'eder. They recognize, well, four or five sheep, they'll know that that's lost. Ven yachal lishamet v'lo marzev tarfa. And you can't avoid it and say that a wolf took it. So therefore, one would be allowed to, because the only way, no owner, Baal, would let four or five sheep be taken unknown. He would have known this. So the fact that a roe is selling four or five sheep must be, it can't come from the owner, must have been his own sheep that he's selling. But if he's trying to sell two, then he may have tried to pull a fast one in the Baal. The Baal doesn't recognize two missing out of 100. So then we're concerned maybe he did take those two to sell and they weren't really his. Then you have Yehuda, Omer, Baitos, Lochin Mehen, Midbarios, Ein Lochin Mehen. So what's this? So it says Rashi. I think it's Machlokas Rashi Tosos elsewhere. I think such a debate how to define this. I think the end of Maseches Beitzah maybe. Oh, okay. So says Rashi, Baitos lochin mehem sharei bal habayis yodeh minyanam. Rashi doesn't define what they are.
Big
here.
Animals.
Which ones?
Big animals.
It says domestic sheep.
Domestic, that's what it is. Baitos are domestic?
They come home at night.
Okay, fine. They're very trained. So Baitos lochin mehem, it's those you could buy. What's the svar for them? Why can you buy the ones that are domesticated as opposed to midbarios?
The roe wouldn't steal them because he knows the balabais will notice right away.
Aha. Uh-huh. But yeah. The midbarios are out in the field.
If you stole it, we'll go back to the balabais. Anyway.
It knows how to go back. Yeah. It's like the cats always go back to whoever feeds them. Okay. Klal shadavar, the rule is as follows. Kol sharo mocher ubalabais margish ba lochin mehem. Anything that he sells and the Baal would recognize it, that's a good sale because he wouldn't have taken from the Baal. The Baal would have known about this. But ain margishbo, if he doesn't know about this, ain lochim mehen, then you can't buy it. That's the klal, and you have to apply that in every application. Amar mar, now lochim mehen dal vehe tzon dal vehe gizin, Why don't you say he's allowed to sell four? So certainly five he's allowed to sell. What's the difference? Four out of five. So that's a big percentage. If you take 80%, that's when you're allowed to buy from the roa. But if he's trying to sell 60% of the sheep that are there, then it wouldn't work. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Arba mito chamish, im lo haya lo be'eder el chamish, tzon, u'mocha men arba, muter likach, t'chul ha'y lo ganav midavar mu'at. So the guy's walking around with five sheep. He said, I'm willing to sell four of these sheep to you. Then you know for sure that he's selling it with not stealing it. So then the Gemara says, that's a high percentage, obviously. Mm-hmm. So then the Gemara says, v'ikadami, others say, amrev chista arba me'eder, no, this seems to be more sensible. Four from a smaller one. It could be from 20 sheep. Four at 20 is still, to me, significant. Five from a 60 sheep pen. So then the Gemara says, Hagufakashi, that's a problem. Amis dalvehe tzon, dalvehe gizin, dalvehe in, shaloshlo. You can make one implication is that three doesn't work. A masefa, valoshe tzon, harshalosh zavina, let you out to sell three from the opposite. You learn the opposite implication. Depends whether they're strong or whether they're weak. When it comes to the stronger animals, Rashi says the last two lines, he's going to be very careful. They're very strong animals. If they're weaker, so then he won't care so much. And therefore, that's the difference between the cases. The two dots now. Should we stop here? Let's see. What? Tomorrow's long?
Longish.
Okay, so let's keep going then. We'll finish at the top of the next page. Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Baitos Lochin Mehen, Midbaros Ein Lochin Mehen. If they are domesticated, trained animals, they would come back. Then you could trust that it wasn't stolen. You could buy from the Roeb. But if they were wild animals, you cannot. Ibarilu Rabbi Yehuda Aresha Kayu Lachumra Odilma Seifa Kayu Lukula. We're trying to clarify. Meaning what? Aresha Kayu, is he referring to the Resha? Ulachumra. The Resha says you're allowed to buy four or five sheep from the roa. That's only if they are wild and rather trained animals. But even four or five you can't buy if they are wild. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps he's going on the Sefer, Kai, which means Ulukula. Damar, where it says Avalosh Tzon v'lo Shegizin, you can't buy two Hani Mili Bin Baros. That's only when it's referring to wild animals. Avabaitus Shaim Nami Lokan, you're even allowed to buy if they are domesticated. So that's the Shiloh what he was referring to. So Gemara brings a Brisa Toshma the Sani Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lokan Baitos Mehen Vein Lokan Mehen Bin Baros. You can buy the domesticated animals, but you can't buy the wild animals. Uvechol Makom in any place Lokan Mehem Arba V'Chamisha Tzon. Any place you could buy four or five. Sounds like even when it comes to the wild animals, four or five is permitted. So the Gemara says, going on to the Daf Kufyutes, Midamar Milchamakum, the fact that it says Bechamakum, any case, Shmamina Asefa Kayil Kula Shmamina. He's going lenient that even though normally you cannot buy wild animals, when it comes to buying four or five where it's a significant amount, and the Baal Bais will be Margish on them, then it's permitted to buy even from the Midbarios if it's four or five. Okay, we'll stop here. Rish Hashem will finish tomorrow. Make a scene.